Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Father. We ask that you will bless the words that you have provided for us today. Father, we sing these songs to you. Father, we lift you up. May you receive a blessing by what is done here today, Father. Everything we do today, Father, is to honor and praise you. Father, thank you for the people that are here, and Father, may they be blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read here in a minute from Luke, first chapter. You know, as Chris was talking earlier about this has been a rough holiday for us. You know, we have lost our mom and her dad, and it just wasn't the same when we were at Thanksgiving. You know, because the two people that started that big family that was gathered there that day, in essence, weren't there. Even though her dad was still there, he wasn't the same guy. And so when we think about Christmas, and we know that we'll be in that same house on Christmas, but they won't be there this time with us. And it's just, it makes a difference.
Amen.
But understand this, Christmas is a time for hope. Christmas is a time to have faith. And for us to be able to do that, there's some things that we have to do to, regardless of our situation that we're in. And I know many of you really struggle on the holidays. Those in the nursing home, I know many of you just feel like you're just dropped off there. You're just left there, and that nobody really cares. And that's just not the way it is, but that's the way you feel. But Christmas needs to teach us something today.
Amen.
Teach us about having hope, regardless of the situation, regardless of the struggles that we're going through. We can still have hope. We can still have something to look forward to. I want you to listen as I read it in Luke, the first chapter. Understand this is the angel, and we're beginning Christmas here. First Sunday in December, we're going to begin Christmas as the angel comes to Mary and begins to tell Mary that she is going to have this baby. I want you to listen as I read in Luke, the first chapter. I'm going to start in verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have been found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him a throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son in this sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Mary had real faith. Mary had real hope. When we see Mary portrayed in Christmas plays that are all over the churches, all over this city, when we see them on Christmas cards, when we look at the nativity scene, when we see Mary, it just seems like it's so serene and lovely. And it appears just so simple and easy. But let's be realistic about this thing, okay? Let's understand. Let's be real with one another. It was anything but easy. Imagine the incredible difficulties that Mary was facing. The whispering behind her back. The pointed fingers, the false accusations that people were making, the questions, the gossip, the family pressure that must have been put on her, the poverty that she was in, these heavy taxes that were placed on them. And on top of all of that, she has to make this long journey for a woman that's so much in pregnancy that the only trip she should have made was to the hospital, but had to make this long trip, and then put it on top of that, when they get there, there's no place for them to stay. They have to stay in a barn. Baby has to be born in a manger. No doctors, no midwives, no medicine, just Joseph and Mary and their faith and their hope. I mean, she was just a teenage girl. She was from a poor family. Then one day, out of the blue, the angel comes to her and this is a great thing. This is something we all want God to say to us, or have an angel say to us. God has found favor with you. Amen. Isn't that what we want to hear? Amen. That God has found favor with you. Amen. And the angel says to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus, and he will be great. He will be the Messiah, the Son of God, and the Savior of the world." Man, that's a lot to lay on this poor little teenage girl who was not only unmarried, she was a virgin. Now, let's be honest with each other. If you were there then, if Mary had come to you, would we have believed her story? The remarkable thing is, Mary believed. That was her faith.
Amen.
She believed this was happening. She believed that this was going to happen. She knew what the angel had said to her, and that she believed that. She was willing to hear God. She was willing to obey God. Even though it put her in this awkward and difficult situation, she still had the faith to believe this. I mean, Mary had a lot to face. How is she going to tell her parents? How is she going to tell Joseph? Under the same circumstances, if that had happened to us, maybe we would have said to that angel, man, you need to find somebody else. You know, we might not have been able to do what Mary did. But I love the answer. She didn't understand it. She even said, how can this be? I'm a virgin. She didn't understand it. But like Chris said in Sunday school, you don't have to understand everything God tells you to do. Amen. You just do it. And this is what Mary said. Here am I, I'm the Lord's servant. Let it be according to your word. In this dark situation, in this hard time that Mary was fixing to go through, and she knew what was ahead of her, she said, hey, I'm your servant, whatever you want. That's how we have to respond to the call of God. That's how we, as Christians, have to be able to answer that call. The only way we can have hope like Mary had, the only way Mary could have that hope and that faith, is first she had to be able to hear God.
Amen. That's true.
She was tuned in to God. She was listening with her ears of faith. And she heard the message and she responded to it. I'm your servant, whatever you want. I don't understand it. But if that's what you want, God, that's for me. I'm convinced that God is speaking as loud today as He did back then. But
amen.
I'm sad to say that so few people are tuned in to hear God's voice. So many of us are so caught up in this hectic pace that we've made our life into, that our life just goes by so fast and it is so loud and so noisy and so complicated and so full that we don't know how to listen anymore. So many of us, when the situations are hard and they're struggling, we just throw in the towel and we just quit. We just give up. We have ears, but we don't listen. We don't know how to hear. You have to want to hear God.
Amen. Yeah, that's true.
You got to want. I've seen Chris, and I know how this is with other mothers. I'm hard of hearing now. So when I watch TV, it's up pretty loud. And I've seen us sitting on the couch, and I'm watching TV, and Chris can hear Isabel cry from the bathroom or from the bedroom or someplace. I don't hear anything, but she can hear that. Mothers can hear their baby.
Amen.
They're tuned in to hear their baby. They're listening for their baby. Their ears are trained to hear a baby's cry. It's their number one priority. It's the same way Mary was with God. She was tuned in to hear what God said. And she didn't understand it. And she probably didn't like what she heard. But she received it and accepted it. The question that we have on this Christmas day is, are we tuned in to hear God? Above all this chaos that's going on, can we hear God? Is hearing God a priority for you? Is that something you even want to happen? Because as I said before, you got to want to hear God to hear God.
Amen.
Or have you closed your mind and your ears and shut the voices out of God in your life, and you just don't even listen for God anymore? Mary's hope was great. Her faith was great because Mary could hear God. Not only could Mary hear God, she obeyed God. It's one thing to hear God, it's a whole nother thing to do what He tells you to do.
Amen.
You can hear God and ignore it.
Yeah.
For your faith and your hope to be great, not only do you have to hear God, mm-hmm. you have to be willing to do whatever He asks you to do. Mm-hmm. See, God asks us to do things that we don't like to do. And He expects us to endure things that we think we can do. He expects us to accomplish things that we don't think we can accomplish.
No.
He asks us to step out of our personality. He asks us to do things that is not natural for us to do. That's where our faith has to come in. We hear God. We got to obey God. Mary's faith and hope was great because she could hear God.
Amen.
And she obeyed God. And finally, she trusted God's power.
Amen.
It's the formula is always the same. You have faith, you be obedient, you see God's power. It's always that formula. You have faith, you hear God. You hear what God has for you to say. He may ask you to do something you don't want to do, but you be obedient. And if you choose to be obedient, you will see God's power. Mary trusted in the power of God. She didn't know how she was going to get pregnant as a virgin, but she knew God could do it.
Amen.
She didn't know how she was going to get through this, to be the mother of the Savior of the world. But if God says she can do it, she did it.
Amen.
Because she trusted in His power. You walk by faith and you take one step in front of another. You live day by day by day. But your hope is in the future. Our hope is in the future. Our hope is in the promises that Jesus made, and that there is a future for us. There is something beyond this life. There is the ability to overcome whatever the situation you're in right now, whatever struggle you're going through right now, whatever problem you're having. God can get you through that situation. His power can get you through it. You can't do it on your own. You'll never be able to do it on your own because you don't have that kind of power. Trust God's power. That's what Mary did. She heard God. She obeyed God. She trusted in the power of God. That's what we have to do as Christians. No matter what our situation is, We have to be able to hear God when He talks to us. We have to be willing to be obedient to what He asks us to do, and we have to trust in the power of God. You want to have hope during this Christmas season? You want to have faith during this Christmas season? Hear God. He's going to talk. You know, we talked earlier. He talks to us by reading scriptures.
Amen.
He talks to me many times through the songs I listen to. Kimmy talked today about how God, every song she heard today ministered to her. That's how God talks to her.
Amen.
Through her songs. Through reading scripture. God talks to us in our dreams. God talks to us in our mind. Like Pris said today, that God told her to go talk to the... God is talking. We got to listen.
Amen.
We got to be obedient, and we got to trust His power. I want this to be a great Christmas.
Amen.
Forget the struggles. Forget the bad times. We're going to get through it.
Amen.
Because we're trusting in God.
Amen.
Our faith is going to help us get through it. We're going to be like Mary. Regardless whether we understand it or not, we're going to get through it.
Amen.
Because we have faith.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And we can hear God. And we're going to obey God.
Amen.
We're going to trust in His power.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look to the future.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, as we come to you today, we just thank you that we're in this time of Christmas where we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Father, it's so important that we understand the sacrifices that were made. The sacrifices that you made, Father, to leave heaven and come down here and live amongst us. What a sacrifice that was. Father, we thank you for the sacrifices that Mary made. And we saw in the scriptures here today.
Mm-hmm.
All the criticism, all the hard times, all the problems, Father. She endured them because she had faith in you. And Father, no matter what problem, situation, struggle we're going through right now, Father, we give it to you. Right now, Father, we're listening to hear from you, for you to tell us what you want us to do, Father. And when you speak to us, Father, we're going to be obedient and trust in your power, not in our power, Father, in your power. Because greater is He in me than he that is in the world. And no matter what Satan throws in our way, when we're at our weakest point, Father, we can trust in you because your promises are always true, Father. Your word never comes back void. And Father, we thank you for that. Father, I especially speak blessings on those people here today. Father, may you bless them as they leave here today, Father. That they will receive what you have given us today, Father, and that we will learn to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you speak to us in so many different ways. Father, sometimes you speak to us through other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have that person and they share with us something. And we know that's a word from you, God. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just in that small voice that you tell us, Father, what you want us to do. Father, it's whatever it is, Father, we want to receive what you have for us, and we want to be obedient in what you instruct us to do. Father, thank you for entrusting to do your work here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
May we come to a time when we stand before you, Father, and we can say, God found favor in us.
Mm-hmm.
God found favor in us. Father, we want to please you. We want you to find favor in us, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Don't forget.